From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. BP says it's now collecting more than 1,000 barrels of oil per day from that damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico off Louisiana. Crews are using a mile-long tube connected to a tanker ship on the surface to capture what oil it can. Crude has been pouring into the Gulf for about a month. Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle speaking to NBC.
This is just containing the flow. Later this week, hopefully before the end of the week, we'll make our next attempt to actually fully stop the flow. Of course, that's what everyone wants to do.
Oil's been flowing into the Gulf for about a month since a platform explosion and fire that killed 11 workers. Iran says it signed a nuclear deal with Turkey. Tehran is agreeing to ship its stock of low-enriched uranium there in exchange for nuclear fuel for a research reactor. Gul Tuzuz in Istanbul reports Iran hopes the agreement will ease concerns about its nuclear program.
The deal, brokered by Brazil and Turkey, aims to allay fears of Iran's enrichment capabilities and to fend off a new round of economic sanctions. Both Brazil and Turkey have been resisting the U.S.-led efforts in the U.N. Security Council to push through a new round of economic sanctions. The trilateral talks were seen as a last chance for Tehran. The West has been urging Iran to sign a deal to swap low-enriched uranium for nuclear fuel. Tehran agreed to that proposal in principle, but talks stalled when Tehran insisted that the swap take place on Iranian soil. Under the new terms of the deal, Iran will ship 1,200 kilograms of low-enriched uranium for 120 kilograms of nuclear fuel. According to Iran's state-run media, Iran could begin shipping nuclear material to Turkey within a month. For NPR News, Gul Tuzuz, Istanbul.
In Thailand's capital, more violence today amid signs the military may finally move against protesters at their main rally site in the city's upscale shopping district. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Bangkok.
Thai military helicopters flew over the protest site today, dropping leaflets warning protesters to leave by 3 p.m. The warnings were ignored. But shops and restaurants nearby that have been open throughout the recent violence closed early today. The streets largely empty of traffic, the city's subway and SkyTrain service suspended, and a public holiday declared in an effort to keep the general public off the streets and out of harm's way. Some hotels in the city's Sukhumvit area, more than half a mile from the protest site, advised guests not to leave their hotels after the government's 3 p.m. deadline had passed. A last-minute deal to end the increasingly violent confrontation is still possible, but seems unlikely. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
The U.S. Supreme Court says no life sentences for juveniles without a chance for parole if they did not kill someone. That ruling today on a vote of 5-4. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow was down 34, the Nasdaq up a fraction. This is NPR News. This is the final day of campaigning before tomorrow's primaries in Kentucky, Arkansas, and Pennsylvania. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports five-time incumbent Senator Arlen Specter is among those trying to hold on to their political careers.
Arlen Specter became a Democrat just last year after decades as a Republican. While he has the backing of President Obama, the Democratic Party, and organized labor, he's facing a challenge on his left from Congressman Joe Sestak. Sestak's been raising doubts about Specter's party loyalty by tying him to former President George W. Bush. In Arkansas, two-term incumbent Blanche Lincoln is also facing a challenge on her left from Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. If no candidate gets an outright majority, there will be a runoff on June 8th. And in Kentucky, the drama is in the Republican Senate primary. Trey Grayson is the Secretary of State there and the pick of the Republican Party, but he's confronting a groundswell of support for Tea Party-backed candidate Rand Paul. He's the son of Ron Paul, the 2008 conservative presidential hopeful. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The first of three spacewalks underway outside Space Shuttle Atlantis is about halfway done now. Astronauts Garrett Reisman and Stephen Bowen are working to install a 6-foot dish antenna on the International Space Station. They have some other tasks to do. They've got about 3 more hours of work ahead. More than 40 people are feared dead in Afghanistan after the crash of a passenger plane north of Kabul in what's described as snowy weather. The domestic flight was heading over the mountains to the airport in Kabul when it went down about 60 miles from the capital. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.